KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, it's mostly cloudy and 44 degrees. We look for a slight chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, sky is becoming partly cloudy, a high around 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In the news, officials with the Adair Fire Department said on their social media page this morning that after meeting Tuesday night, their members voted and unfortunately decided that they will be canceling Chuck Wagon Days this summer due to COVID-19. The department says this was not an easy decision for us to make, but thinking of the safety of our supporters and our community, along with members of our fire department, we decided it was the best decision we could make during these uncertain times. And they invite you to stay posted for events that they'll have later in the year. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce this morning announced the launch of the Atlantic Small Business Relief Fund in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The fund was kickstarted by a substantial donation from a community donor. Bailey Smith, Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, says, "We're so thrilled to launch this initiative. We received a call from a community-minded individual who wanted to do something to show support for local small businesses. They kept hearing the phrase, 'We'll get through this together,' and wanted to do their part," she says, "in living up to those words. And they have graciously donated $10,000 to kickstart the fund." And Smith says, "We're thankful for their generosity and look forward to helping as many businesses as we can." Now, the fund will be used to provide grants to local small businesses currently suffering economic hardship due to COVID-19. The funds are not intended to replace a loss of actual or anticipated revenue, but to provide businesses with funds to keep them viable during this public health crisis. Applications will be available beginning Monday, May 11th at 9 a.m. at www.atlanticiowa.com and will close on Friday, May 15th at noon. The grants will range anywhere from $500 to $2,500. To apply, businesses must have a 500-22 zip code. The Atlantic Chamber of Commerce members for participation is not required, although preference will be given to current members and or businesses that have not received state and or federal funds previously. Applications will be reviewed by a committee and awarded pending availability of funds. Smith says that our small business community is facing many unknown effects of COVID-19. The relief fund provides an opportunity for community members and larger businesses to donate with the reassurance their donations will be used to quickly move resources to where they are most needed and to adapt to evolving needs to help as many businesses as possible. If you're interested in donating to the fund, you can contact the chamber at 712-243-3017, email chamber@atlanticiowa.com, or mail the donations to 102 Chestnut Street here in Atlantic. Also in the news this morning, the Creston Police Department reports a woman from Adair County was arrested Tuesday morning at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 21-year-old Brianna Lawson of Greenfield was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of a protection order. During the course of her arrest, Lawson was additionally charged with possession of a controlled substance, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was later released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear on all charges. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will conduct an electronic meeting this morning at 9 o'clock through the telephone dial-in. On the agenda is action on a township trustee resignation and appointment, action on a resolution directing the advertisement for sale and approving the electronic bidding procedures for nearly $4.5 million in general obligation urban renewal bonds, Series 2020, and an official statement on the same. County Auditor Mandy Berg will discuss, and the supervisors will act on budget amendments. County Treasurer Brenda Wallace will discuss topics that include a credit card machine and wireless internet access. And the Adair County supervisors will receive updates and hold continued discussion with regard to COVID-19. Members of the public wishing to listen to the proceedings this morning may call 605-313-6157 and enter the access code 526-272-pound. A city council in Walnut will hold a public hearing tomorrow evening on an amendment to the fiscal year 2019-2020 budget. There will also be discussion on the amendment, followed by action on the adoption of a resolution amending the current budget for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2020. In other business, the Walnut City Council on Thursday will discuss city property closures, the Walnut Community and Fitness Center, and Walnut Antique Show, along with the Optimist Antique City Car Show. They'll also act on approving a law enforcement services contract with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department. The meeting begins at 5 p.m. on Thursday and will be held by GoToMeeting electronic conference system. To get to the link or use the phone system tie-in, see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And Audubon School District Superintendent Eric Traeger says a special meeting of the Audubon School Board will be held this Friday at 6 o'clock in the high school boardroom through Zoom. On the agenda is a public hearing concerning amendments to the fiscal year 20, ending school year May 22nd, and fiscal year 21, beginning school year August 17, school calendars. Public comments will be received through email or using the chat pane on Zoom. You may also send your emails to etraeger@audubon.k12.ia.us. Or request a Zoom link in your email. The public may be allowed to attend the meeting in person, but keep in mind the conference room is limited to 10 participants, with preference given to board members and others necessary to conduct the meeting. Action item of the Audubon School Board agenda includes the rooftop HVAC unit replacement, including with a review of tabulation of bids, discussing contractor qualifications and alternates, awarding of projects, including general construction, alternate one, and controls, and authorizing the board president to sign the contracts after attorney review and securing contractor signatures. The school board will also approve a pandemic resolution, the fiscal year 20 and 21 calendar changes, a memorandum of understanding with the teachers, and graduation plans. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.